Hello, and welcome again to the Shona Lessons podcast. My name is Kudzai, and I'm your host, and I'm coming to you today with some great news. The Shona Lessons podcast will now be getting a new internet home, www.kudzai.net. This podcast has been running for just over a couple of months now. However, there wasn't a supporting website for the podcast yet. If you've ever visited kudzai.net, you'll notice that as of August 2009, it's an independent Christian film blog. This has been great and very rewarding. Because of the frequency of the articles was not enough to provide enough information on the topic, a decision was made to transform the website and dedicate kudzai.net to the Shona Lessons podcast. This is an exciting transition because it allows us to have an online resource to support these lessons and also a place where listeners can give feedback and much more. Another exciting feature will be the use of Twitter. There's currently a Twitter account associated with kudzai.net, and that will now be used to send short updates with Shona words, which will enable listeners to increase their vocabulary by receiving these updates on their cell phone. So, I hope this news is as exciting for you as it is for me. I'm looking forward to doing more lessons and praise God for this new open door. With that, I would like to begin today's lesson, which is entitled, Ngatijge Chikafu, meaning, let's eat food. Kujga means to eat. Kujga, to eat. If you remember how to say I am doing something from lesson 3, you'll understand the following Shonglish sentence quickly. Shonglish, as you may guess, is a mixture of Shona and English. Using Shonglish is a great way for English speakers to memorize words and phrases in Shona and then fill in the gaps, that is, the English words, as they learn them with time. Here is a Shonglish sentence that you should be able to understand. Ndiri kujga hamburger. This sentence says, I am eating a hamburger. Ndiri kujga hamburger. Ndiri kujga hamburger. Remember how you learned that ku means to in Shona? When we say kujga, it means to eat. So, how do we just say the word eat? We say ijga. Ijga, this means eat. This is how you would tell someone to eat something. Simply say ijga, followed by the name of the food. I have a baby nephew named Munashe, who we've been teaching Shona since he was born. For those of you who are curious, Munashe means you have the Lord. Anyway, with Munashe, we try our best to use short phrases to get him to understand quickly. So, when I want him to eat his porridge, all I say is, ijga porridge. If you still remember how to say go from our last lesson, enda, this is exactly what I say to Munashe when I want him to go. I simply say, enda. When you learn these short commands, you'll be surprised how much you can communicate with people already. If you put their name in front of the command, you already have a complete sentence. Munashe, enda, means Munashe, go. Enda Munashe, means go, Munashe. Munashe ijga means Munashe, eat. Something I say every morning to Munashe is Ngatijge porridge. Can you guess what this means? Ngatijge porridge means let's eat porridge. The title of today's lesson is Ngatijge chikafu. Chikafu means food. So as a human being, this is obviously a very important word. Chikafu, food. Chikafu. Here's a short story entitled Ngatijge Chikafu that you'll recite at the end of this lesson. And today, we have a very special guest with us. Her name is Jikomborero Matawire. Again, for those of you who are curious, Jikomborero means blessings. It literally means a whole bunch of blessings, which is exactly what she brings. Jiko, say hi to everyone.
Moro iwa tereri, makadini.
Jiko has just greeted you saying, hello listeners, how are you? If any of you guys have Zimbabwean friends, they may be familiar with the late Paul Matawire, who was a famous Zimbabwean musician starting in the 1980s. Today, our guest, Zikomborero Matawire, is a niece to the late Paul Matawire. So we can say we have a semi-celebrity in the studio. Zhiko, today we're going to be teaching our listeners Ngatijge Chikafu. Zhiko, what does Ngatijge Chikafu mean?
Ngatijge Chikafu means let's eat food.
Great. Okay. So by the end of this lesson, we're all going to be able to recite the following story. Zhiko's going to play her part. I'll play my part. You guys listen really closely and catch as many words as you can. You ready, Zhiko?
Yes, let's do it.
Ngatijge Chikafu.
Masikati kudzai.
Masikati Zhiko, waswera sei?
Ah, ininda swera mushi. Kuiwewe.
Ah, ininda swera. Asindane nzara.
Ho nai. Ah, saka uri kuda kujga.
Ndiri kuda kujga, asindodya chinyi.
Ininda bika sadza nederere. Unoda kujga sadza nederere here.
Ehe, manje ndochinonzi chikafu ichocho.
Saka ngatidye chikafu.
That's our story. So if you're all ready, let's begin dissecting it so we can recite it together.
Masikati. Masikati. Masikati.
Good afternoon. Remember how to say good morning? Mangwanani. Well, masikati means good afternoon. When we said good morning back in episode 2, the response was as followed. Mangwanani Zhiko.
Mangwanani kudzai. Warara sei.
Ndarara. Warara sei meant, how did you sleep? In the afternoon, we say, how have you spent your day? Let's try it. Masikati Zhiko.
Masikati kudzi. Waswera sei.
Ndaswera. Waswera sei. You say this after hearing good afternoon. It means, how have you spent your day? Ndaskwera, this means, I spent my day well. Like ndarara, which means, I slept well.
Ah, inindaswera mushe.
Ah, I spent my day well. Ah is not really a word. Remember, in Shona, we have expressions like ah or ha. From back in episode 2. These words are not words, but just expressions.
Ini ndaswera.
Ini is a way to say me. And ndaswera means I've spent the day well. Ini ndaswera.
Mushe.
Mushe is a word that is used to say fine or well. Mushe. Ini ndaswera mushe. Me, I've spent the day well.
Ko iwewe.
What about you? Ko iwewe. Ko is another non-word which people use to precede a question. Ko jirisei means, how is it? Where ko is equivalent to a question mark.
Iwewe.
Means you. Iwewe. Ko iwewe means, what about you?
Ah, ini ndaswera.
Ah, me, I spent the day well. Ha is a non-shona word which we used in lesson 2. Just like ah, it's used as an expression to precede a sentence.
Ini.
I. Ini. Ndaswera. I spent my day well. Well, mushe is implied in the word ndaswera. When someone says
ndaswera,
it's like saying in English, I had a good day.
Asindavane nzara.
But now I'm hungry, or but I have hunger.
Asi.
Asi is a word that means but. Asi, but.
Ndavani. Ndani.
Now I have. Ndalane is fully pronounced ndalane. However, in speaking Shona, speakers abbreviate it and say ndane. I have. Let's say that again.
Asi ndane nzara.
Asi ndane nzara. Or you can say asi ndala nzara.
Nzara.
Hunger or hungry. Nzara.
Ndine nzara.
I am hungry.
Ndava nzara.
I am now hungry. Asi ndane nzara. But now I'm hungry.
Honai.
Honai means, oh, really. In Shona, you'll hear speakers always say, oh. Oh means, oh.
Nai.
Nai means, really. Can you guess what
hunenzara nai
means? Hunenzara nai means, are you really hungry?
Ah, saka.
Ah, so. Saka means so. If I say, saka unenzara nai, this means, so are you really hungry?
Huri kuda.
You want to? If you listen to this phrase,
huri
means you.
Ku
is a two-letter prefix to say to.
Da
is a two-letter prefix for want.
Huri kuda.
You want to. Huri kuda. Huri kuda.
Kujga.
To eat. Kujga. If I want to ask, you want to eat? I will say, huri kuda kujga. Can you guess what this means?
Ndiri kuda kujga.
Ndiri kuda kujga means I want to eat.
Ehe.
Ehe is Shona for yes. If you hear the sound of the word ehe, it sounds much like aha in English. Ehe means yes.
Ndiri kuda.
I want
kujga
to eat. Ehe, ndiri kuda kujga. Yes, I want to eat.
Asi.
Again, asi means but or however in English.
Asi. Ndodya chinyi.
What should I eat?
Ndodya.
Ndodya means I eat. If you've noticed that words that begin with nd are usually referring to I, if you listen to the word ndojga, jga is the prefix for the word eat. If I say uri kujga, what do you think it means? You are eating. Uri kujga.
Chinyi.
Chinyi. The word for what in Shona. Chinyi. If I say hunoda chinyi, this means what do you want? Chinyi.
Ini.
I. Ini means I.
Ndabika.
I cooked. Look at the word ndabika. Nd for I and bika, which means cook.
Bika.
Ndabika. I cooked. Bika. If I say huri kubika, what does this mean?
Huri kubika.
Huri kubika means You are cooking.
Sadza.
Sadza is the staple food of Zimbabwe. It's corn or maize meal, and in Africa, it's what people eat for lunch and or dinner. Mixed with soup, meat, and vegetables, it makes a meal. People can refer to the whole meal as sadza. At home, if we call people for dinner, we say,
"Where are you teaching sadza?"
Come, let's eat sadza. Wiai tijge sadza.
Ne.
N-E. Ne means with. Ne is a two-letter word or prefix that means and. Sadza ne derere. Sadza and derere.
Derere.
This is Shona for okra. Derere. Another thing that people eat with sadza is nyama. Nyama means meat. Sadza ne nyama. Also, muriwo. Muriwo means vegetables. Sadza ne muriwo. Sadza and vegetables. If we say sadza ne derere, this means sadza and derere.
Unoda kudya sadza nederere here?
Do you want to eat sadza nederere? Unoda kudya sadza nederere here?
Unoda.
Do you hear a two-letter prefix in this word? I hear da, which is a prefix meaning want. If I say ndinoda, this would mean I want.
Unoda
means do you want. I have seen the prefix u in several words meaning you. If I say huri kujga, remember this means you are eating.
Unoda.
You want.
Kujga.
To eat.
Sadza nederere.
Sadza and derere.
Here.
Here. This is another question mark that follows a sentence. Remember the word ko that in spoken Shona people use as part of a question mark in the beginning of a sentence? Here is also a question mark word which we put at the end of a question. Here is not used on all sentences, but is used on sentences where you're asking a person their desire.
Une nzara here.
Are you hungry? Une nzara here.
Unoda kudya sadza nederere here.
Do you want to eat sadza and derere? So, in Shona, we have question mark words in the beginning of a sentence or at the end of a sentence. These are not mandatory. However, they enhance your sentence. For example,
Ko waswera sei.
Ko waswera sei means, how did you spend your day? Or,
Ko jiri sei.
Means, how is it? Or, what's up?
Waneta here.
Are you tired? Waneta here. Unenzara here. Now let's move on with the end of the dialogue.
Ehe.
Yes. Ehe means yes.
Manje.
Means now. Manje is actually not an original Shona word, but was adopted into our language from Zulu. It means now.
Ndicho.
Ndicho or ndo. That. Ndicho means that. In spoken Shona, it's abbreviated ndo. Ndicho chikafu means that is the food. Ndo chikafu is just the same. Ndicho chikafu.
Chikafu.
Food. Chikafu is a very important word because if you want to eat, you need to know the word. Chikafu means food.
Ndicho chikafu.
Ndicho chikafu or ndo chikafu. That is food. Ndicho chikafu. That one right there. Ichocho. Right there. As in chingwa ichocho. That bread right there. With chingwa meaning bread. Ndicho chingwa ichocho. That's the bread right there. Ndicho chikafu ichocho. That's the food right there.
Saka.
So,
ngatidye.
Let's eat
chikafu.
Food. Saka ngatidye chikafu. Now, just going back to the word ichocho, it means that one right there. I hope you can understand this word. So when we say chikafu ichocho, we say the food right there. Great job, everyone. Now, if you're ready, we're going to recite the whole dialogue together. We'll do it slowly first, and then we'll do it at a regular pace. Feel free to keep rewinding so that you'll be able to say it together with us. Are you ready, Zico?
Yes. Masikati kudzai.
Masikati, Zico. Waswera sei.
Ah, ininda swera mushe. Koi wewe.
Ha, ininda swera. Asindane nzara.
Ho, nai. Ah, saka urikuda kujga.
Ehe, ndirikuda kujga. Asindojga chinyi.
Ininda bika sadza nederere. Hunoda kujga sadza nederere here.
Ehe, manje ndoch nonzi chikafu ichocho.
Saka ngatidye chikafu.
One more time, Zico. This time, let's do it at a fast pace, like a regular Shona speaker.
Masikati kudzai.
Masikati, Zico, waswera sei.
Ah, ininda swera mushe kwa iwewe.
Ah, ininda swera. Asindane nzara.
Honai, saka ruda kujga.
And ruda kujga, asindojga chinyi.
Ininda bika sadza nederere. Unoda kudya sadza nederere here.
Eh, manje ndochinonzi chikafu ichocho.
Saka ngatidye chikafu.
That's it for today. Everyone, thank you for joining us. You guys are doing wonderful. Please continue to send me your emails. And now visit me on www.kudzai.net. Thank you for joining us.
Tonana!
If you have any questions or comments or just want to say hi, send me an email. The email address is shona@kudzai.net. That's Shona, like the language, S-H-O-N-A, at Kudzai, that's K-U-D-Z-A-I.net. Shona@kudzai.net.